Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, another insane transmission lined up for you today. We have the incredible solar flares, the most powerful recorded in a decade, they're saying, not just triggering power outages and cell phone drops and satellite problems, but also, did you notice they're reporting record rainstorms all over the world? And for 3 days, it's going to be hitting the planet Earth. That's how long this ejection of different types of particles and radiation is. But notice on the side always facing the sun as the Earth spins into the ejection, you're just seeing the satellite images from space of huge thunderstorms forming everywhere it hits. Giant thunderstorms all over Africa. All over the United States, all over Europe. But the UN said 2 years ago at Copenhagen, the sun does not affect climate. Doesn't matter that they literally have thousands of atmospheric studies and studies from space showing that most of our weather is driven by the sun's heat, obviously, and the sun gets hotter, gets colder, it fluctuates in cycles. Duh, the sun heats the earth. If we didn't have the sun, we'd be absolute zero. Did you know that? In fact, they report that within a matter of hours, the surface of the earth would cool off to absolute zero without the old sun. And that even those underground in a matter of days would be frozen solid. I guess you'd have to have powerful nuclear reactors just to try to keep a small area warm. But the UN says the sun does not affect the Earth's climate. Yes, and the moon doesn't either. It causes a lensing effect, a kind of a gauging effect, it's not the proper word, a governing effect, levering it back and forth. When the moon is in between the Earth and the sun especially, it blocks a lot of that radiation. And when it's not in between the Earth and the sun, obviously, does the opposite, and then, of course, controls the tides that manipulates a lot of the atmospheric interchanges. But the UN says that it has no effect because they are all powerful, and it's got to be humans and carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Now, we've got to tax that. We've got to shut that down. But it's been confirmed, again, in so many studies, it'll make your head spin, that the different types of ions coming into the atmosphere from the sun then form nuclei that water vapor attaches to. And so when you've got all this different types of wavelengths and particles coming in, that's what's forming the thunderstorms. And thank God for it. We've been in a horrible drought here in Texas, but I guess the sun got in the way of the water manipulation under globalist chemtrailing and terraforming and geoengineering the White House admits they're engaged in, but the details remain classified. It doesn't matter what the little chemtrails do when massive solar radiation blasts into the earth. We've had 5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours in Austin, thanks to the delicious blasting from the sun forming nuclei in the atmosphere. And I am now digressing here. I haven't even gotten into the tip of the spear of the news, but we will try to get to the most important stuff straight ahead on the other side of this break. Fox attempts to discredit Ron Paul, the Oklahoma City Inside Job newsletter. And I also get demonized with a ladling of attacks here. We'll get into Google saying they'll spy on everything that you do. They're just letting you know what they've already been doing for a while. Big news on Iran. Big news on the economy. Davos, State of the Union.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Strap yourselves in. You have found it, the very front lines of the info war. The tip of the spear, I am your wartime broadcaster in the battle to shake our fellow Americans and fellow humans out of their globalist mind control trance that many people are actually physically in, and many are in a psychological trance. We are here to awaken humanity and supercharge the planet with the spirit of 1776 and liberty worldwide. And let me tell you something. When people are offered freedom versus slavery, empowerment and dignity versus bondage, free market and wealth versus degradation and sorrow and humiliation, they will choose freedom over slavery. But people have to be given the choice and shown that it is up to them to choose their destiny on this planet, to be true actors on the field, not actors in the false stage engineered by the New World Order technicians. All right, let me just do it this way. I'm going to attempt again here to just mention some of the headline stacks and then try to burrow back into them and then open the phones up. And we do have a guest popping in for 30 minutes, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. But other than that, wide open phones today and news. The global elite seeks new path for capitalism in Davos. That's AFP, Agency French Press. I thought there wasn't a global elite. I mean, the corporate whore media owned by the global elite said there's no elite and there's no government corruption and there's not big, powerful special interest. They don't exist. And they're not doing anything corrupt. And like children, the public would say, yes, there's no global elite. Shut up. They don't exist. I mean, how do you even address what the global elite are doing when a childlike public trustingly sits there and watches teleprompter readers lying to them? Like Davos pushing world government every year, but then having their mouthpieces in the corporate dinosaur media say world government doesn't exist. Or we have the Davos crowd when they're at the UN with the Copenhagen event 2 years ago, officially voting and saying the sun doesn't affect climate on the planet. That's like saying water doesn't affect fish or oxygen isn't needed for humans. It is prima facie cartoon level satire. Off the charts, so absurdist that it is side-busting in its humor, except that the public buys it. The sun doesn't heat the earth, doesn't affect the temperature, doesn't affect the climate. That's on record. You can type UN votes that sun does not affect climate. You can pull up BBC with a straight face reporting it. I can pull up the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, CNN, MSNBC, saying there's no global elite, there's no international banks, there's no derivatives crisis, there's no plan to put troops on the streets. You are insane if you talk about it. The Patriot Act doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Now they've dispensed with all that and say, of course it affects citizens. Yeah, there's a global government set up by private banks. That's the way it is. And AFP is over here going, oh, the global leader meeting. And they want a new capitalism where you raise taxes on the middle class and give most of it to the ultra rich that are offshore and tax free, and then give some chicken feed to the giant poor class so you can have them domesticated under your control and sick them on the middle class anytime you want. And if you read the Globo doublespeak, that's psychobabble, that's what they're saying. And by the way, the official Davos video stream has 3,000 people watching it. And we, of course, have hundreds of thousands of people watching the video feeds and listening to the audio just on the live streams throughout the three-hour show. I mean, it's just pathetic that they've stolen all the world's money through fraud and derivatives, Ponzi scheme, Madoff, Ken Lay type garbage. They've built a giant paramilitary force in every country under identical programming against the people, and they waddle around as open criminals saying, gee, the world economy is going to implode into a depression and all your resources are going to be cut off unless you give us $100 trillion. They called for that last year at Davos, London Telegraph, Associated Press, just type in Davos wants 100 trillion. And now they're saying this year, that's not enough. They want 150 trillion. Go look it up. Oh, there's the lordships at the Davos meeting, all up there organizing themselves against their enemy, the people of the world. Now, continuing here. See, I've covered one article now. I've covered one article now out of over 100, and I haven't even covered it properly. And they've got all the Warren Buffetts and all their mouthpieces on TV saying, raise taxes. You've got Obama in the State of the Union, the puppet up there reading a teleprompter. They've done an English actuary calculation on it and found that it is at an eighth grade level. But if you look at it, that's in 2012 eighth grade level, which is about a fifth grade level in the 1950s. So the president spoke at a fifth grade level. The globalist dumbing down is working well. And in the future, it'll be at a first grade level. And then soon, if this continues, there won't be talking, basically. They'll just be best friend ever, K. I'm trendy, double plus trendy, and everyone will just fall down worshiping the president because they'll have some flicker rate on the TV that pleases the wireheads. Okay, I'm now digressing. But you know, the president's like, we've got to raise taxes on the rich people. Here's Warren Buffett. You know, he pays almost no tax. He doesn't like it. No, Warren Buffett helped write the laws that makes him above the law. He's offshore paying almost no tax. Neither is Mitt Romney, whose former associate is now heading up the White House finance office, replacing mob boss Daley. It's all a big joke. And, of course, they're the bosses and owners of people like Rush Limbaugh through Bain Capital. I mean, it's all a sick group of crooks robbing the living daylights out of us. And the Republican talk show host will not tell you this. The Democrats just say rob anybody with more money than they've got, give them a free lunch. That never happens. The globalists are there manipulating people. Of course, it did come out that Berkshire Hathaway and the railroad they own will now be shipping the oil to the west coast of Canada to be loaded on ships to go to China so they can have oil. And a small percentage of it will be brought by train into the U.S., Bloomberg reported yesterday. So there's your sweet little Warren Buffett who wants to help everybody. Yeah, that's why he's worth tens of billions of dollars. Oh, yeah, that's why he gave 50-something billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Of course, if you read his actual writings and Bill and Melinda Gates' actual writings or the writings of Bill Gates' father, the former head of Planned Parenthood, it's all about reducing your population. But I saw a hit piece in the corporate media this morning saying, Jones is insane. He says the government wants to put monkey viruses in your vaccine to give you cancer. And that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is into eugenics. No, I didn't say that. They said that. Bill Gates on Bill Moyers more than a decade ago admitted that. And by the way, the U.S. government admits over 250 million Americans were exposed to SV40, and right at 100 million, they estimate in the actuary, died from the previously unknown cancers in humans. We lead the world in cancer. Depending on the cancer versus 1950 numbers, we are 2 to 3,000 in between that range increase in cancer. And, of course, you don't need an actuary to tell you that. How many people you know got it? Here I am with names, with documents, with facts, and they've got paid hacks making jokes about it. When those paid hacks, chances are going to die deader than a doornail from this, because SV40 and the hundreds of other viruses that were in those vaccines, and that's the inventor of it, on PBS in Boston and nationally. We've played the clip here, laughing about it. Hundreds of viruses. He says, at least 40 that'll give you cancer. But SV40 itself is just one of them that is contagious, and that nearly 100% of the population is infected with. And Merck, who did all of this in the PBS documentary, admits that they looked at a vaccine for it, but decided that when they admitted that it was happening through the public, that they would get sued into oblivion for it, and so never gave you the vaccine for SV40. You like your mama dying, you like your daddy dying, you like your kids dying, you like dying of cancer. You think it's funny. In fact, I even forget what globalist whore outfit that was. There's so many. I only spend like 5 minutes in the morning checking what they're saying about me. Just, you know, it's always interesting. The more flack, the better. The more it means I'm hitting them and hitting them hard and trying to get the word out to save some people here. This is basically a radio kamikaze operation. This isn't entertainment. This isn't somebody playing games. This is real, folks. This is somebody bashing their brains out in public trying to get people's attention to the red level attack we're under. Just type in Alex Jones into Google News, Bill and Melinda Gates. It'll come up. I didn't IM it to you this morning for some reason. Another little hit piece on my shelf is out of BuzzFeed. Paul newsletter, OK City, was an inside job. I'm going to get into that for you. And we're going to get into Davos. We're going to get into Iran. Huge escalations there. The solar storms. Google's announcing that they're going to track everything you do and sell it to whoever wants it. That's already been going on, but now they're announcing it publicly. Obama's State of the Destruction of America speech. It's all coming up. Corporate welfare. The tax man give them the key to the land. And wonder why there's nothing left for school and hell. That's right. You know, the average person making about $150,000 a year that actually keeps this economy going by purchasing things in the service economy, they pay, if you count their withholding and the rest of it, over 40% in taxes. But not Warren Buffett, not Bill Gates, not all this trash. They write the laws where they're exempt and then point it out, but then bring forward another tax plan to raise the taxes on the middle class and call it taxes on rich people, while they get multi-billion dollar payments. Every few days I see articles to move our factories and jobs to China, India, Mexico, and other places where they basically have already taken over and enslaved everybody. And by the way, it's not building up China having all the slave factories there. Actually, on average, a lot of people are in worse shape than they were 50 years ago. It is a complete global race to the bottom and a consolidation of power. Let me get to the Iran situation first, then I'll get to Ron Paul and the latest Fox News attack piece linking up with the Democratic operatives on the other side to go after Ron Paul. I mean, when you got Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats all attacking Ron Paul, then you got Limbaugh doing it. I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you the power structure is scared of him. I mean, if you're tired of the status quo, there's Ron Paul But the fact that they've done everything they can to demonize him and hold him back and it hasn't worked completely shows that their stock is going down and Liberty stock is going up. But it was an alternate article that I'll cover later when I have time. If you guys print me a copy, I found it out there on that computer. Thanks. That was making jokes about me saying the government wants to put a monkey virus to give you cancer in your vaccines. No, they don't want to. They did. In the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through to today. And it's a death sentence for most people. It is a virus that impregnates different cell areas of the body and then generally is triggered once your hormone levels lower at around age 60. And if you go look at where this monkey virus came from, it itself has been engineered as a bioweapon. And it's not an accident that they put the vaccine in with the monkey viruses and knew what it was doing. It was all by design. Just like in the PBS documentary where the inventor of it laughs and says, well, we were first shipping this to Russia as part of an aid package with the old Soviet Union. Now look at Russia, lowest life expectancy in all of the Western world. Was it like 55 for a man? But he went on and said that, well, when it came out that it was killing all these Russians, we said, hey, that's a way to get rid of them. In fact, we ought to play that clip again. And then they start laughing. These are the outtakes from a PBS documentary, but they got released a few decades ago. And the reporters and the scientists, they're all laughing. They're just like, killing Russians. People dying miserable long deaths, being radiated and chopped up in chemotherapy. My grandpa, your grandpa or grandmother dying. It's funny, killing Americans. And then little alternate toadies. I just showed you the article. That give me that headline so I can give it to listeners on the radio, please. They just make jokes about it. I'm this crazy man that claims they're doing this. And again, we'll put that headline back on screen. The headline. Yeah, at the top. We'll try to get it out. How right-wing libertarians, John Birchers, and conspiracy freaks are trying to hijack the Occupy movement. Hijack Obama's fake movement?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Yeah, I remember.
And when you're out there,
it was about 15 years ago. Back then, the internet wasn't really what it is today.
I just knew too much.
And in the mail came photocopies of congressional hearings about SV40 cancer virus. And I read how the government knew that around 100 million people had died from this. And these were hearings in the 70s. So that's 50s, 60s, and 70s. They estimated about 100 million. Over 200 plus million had actually contracted the SV40. And I was so freaked out by it that I actually went to the University of Texas library and pulled it up on microfilm because they had access to that as well and had copies of it. And I need to dig that back up and do a show on that. And when you see that type of information, when you discover that they're doing this to you on purpose and think it's funny, and then you see somebody at Alternet make jokes about you and call you a whack job, they don't have any facts, just a label. And we go out on the limb to warn people. And then little cowards don't even do their research. They say that Alex says the government's planning to do this to you. No, it happened to our people. It happened to our children. It happened to our wives and husbands. It happened to our grandparents. You scum. You know why you're scum? The cowardly little rat that wrote this piece probably actually thinks I'm a kook and won't even take time to find out about SV40. All right, I'm done ranting on that subject. It's just this is the type of stuff that really gets to me because don't people have basic self-preservation? I know that the stuff I talk about here is scary, is wild, is nuts, but look at history. Elites are crazy and nuts and out of control. And what's crazy is to know this is going on and go along with it. Now, I want to shift gears before I get into Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. That's the Washington Post headline. They've always been using it. They've always been selling your data. But now they're announcing it. And before this even got announced, one of our great IT guys, Max, here in the office, we don't say Max's last name because he's got family in Venezuela and they're anti-communist and he doesn't want them to get persecuted, but he's a great patriot. The point is, one of our IT guys, Max, had already been talking about, it's weird. Now other people on different computers, stuff's popping up on Google saying, hey, Max, with his last name, found this helpful. Do you want to look at it? And this is stuff Max did 2 years ago. And so he was already talking about this a few weeks ago, saying something's going on with Google. They've changed something. They're like Facebook now integrating data, and they know everything about everything you've done, everywhere you've gone. I mean, this is pretty big news. And in the New York Times and the Washington Post and in all the rest of it, they are just announcing it like, oh, yeah, everything about you is going to be integrated and used now, and you have no privacy. No kidding. When the head of Google, Schmidt, 2 years ago, remember he said, you shouldn't be doing something online if you don't want people knowing about it. But see, now Google's saying retroactively everything you ever did with them is going to be public. We are being bum-rushed by the authoritarians on web censorship, on the police state, on the secret arrest of citizens, on using our data. The government just admits they wiretap millions of Americans every day now. It's all criminal. In fact, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. In fact, that's what's actually flipping me out today. Is I told you Aaron Dykes came to me yesterday with some documents, and then I found out that it was actually in mainstream dinosaur news, but they were reporting it like it was no big deal. And it just completely confirmed everything we already knew about the architecture of Homeland Security and had been criticized for. Just like when the Emergency Centers Establishment Act came out last year, It just tried to put into law and extra funding what had already been built. And when you've reverse engineered something just from pieces and it's exactly what you said it was, it starts freaking you out. You know, we call it our gut. Like a good police detective, they say, yeah, Bill, he's just got the gut. He's got the nose. It's not the gut. It's not the nose. It's the subconscious mind is hundreds and hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious mind. And I can integrate all these pieces together. And plus, a lot of it's just out in the open. It's not hard to figure out. That's another thing that's kind of disgusting about it. But they are announcing that the feds are going to hire all local police. You're going to have to get federal approval for any job through Homeland Security. Private TSA security people are going to be on every street corner, naked body scanners, public groping, blood draws, DNA samples, forced inoculations, and the companies, it's all the former heads of Homeland Security, Ridge, Chertoff, the former national security heads all getting paid off by this, making millions apiece, billions for the companies, and it's just the military-industrial complex eating America. I mean, it is such a total takeover. And all of the control freaks that are going to want the jobs, and they're going to take the jobs for the money and enjoy it. And just the fact that I can't handle TSA trying to grope me, and I can't handle pulling up at a checkpoint and a bunch of criminals trying to do. I mean, I can't handle Nazi Germany, folks. I won't go back down to Mexico because 3 years ago I went down there to see some pyramids with the family. And going to and from the pyramids, the military would pull over the big tour buses and shake down and take all the money out of the wallet of the bus driver, and they'd get on crying. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. And they're, these documents we spent hours reading over them last night, and Aaron did a big report, are so hellish and are so horrible that. But I'll tell you the good news before I get into this Ron Paul information. I was watching with Aaron the video press releases that the National Security Council and these different consulting firms have put out with Homeland Security, and I was watching the different really slimy, really evil, bad people like Janet Napolitano and others that were up there with her and Chertoff. I mean, like bad guys out of a movie, but a couple levels worse. So this is real. Because they're so weak, they're so wicked, they're so deceptive, and they know. They know 9/11's an inside job. They know OKC is. They know the government shipping the narcotics in. They know about all of it. And they were sitting there. The good news is watching some of these videos and their body language just when they were together. And of course, the press release isn't publicized. It's mainly for, you know, establishment types to watch it. It's like a press release to their people, and they are scared, and they are slimy, and they know. You can tell when you see them, and Napolitano's talked about this, that she knows everybody hates her and calls her big sis, and she tries to make jokes about it, but they know we know, and that gets to them. They know Congress has got a 9% approval rating. They know that the people are aware of their crimes. They know that we know about Fast and Furious that they meant to blame the Second Amendment with. They know that we know. And so they're just hoping that they can stage some new events in the near future and get out of this, as all these Democratic strategists in the Financial Times of London, Washington Post, and others. I mean, we've written the articles. We've shown you the quotes. Just type in, if you're a new listener, into the NSA search engine, Google, or I'd use Start Page. It doesn't track you. Just type in... Obama advisors call for new Oklahoma City, and you'll get all the sick quotes. And they think we're so stupid, they sit around and talk about how new Oklahoma City would sure help them. I mean, 1/100th of a millimeter of veil, a veil so thin, you're not even sure there's a veil there. It just kind of softens it a bit. It gives them a small entree of deniability. Because they've always live in this world of knowing the general public's unconscious. It's like walking around when everybody's sleeping in the city. You can do whatever you want. Everybody's slumped over their steering wheels or slumped over the stove at the diner or at the doctor's office. Everybody's just kind of in a coma. And these little greedy New World Order demons, because people are unconscious from watching television and the rest of it, can just run around engaging in their mischief. But now they know more and more of us are waking up. Yeah, there it is. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. There's a whole bunch of them. That's just one of the articles. That's Shapiro saying it. But I was watching them, and they look completely freaked out. And they better be. Because they know they're working for the most vicious murderers the world's ever seen. They're just puppets themselves. So they got that to worry about. And they got those of us that are waking up and waking others up. And they got a big problem. And they want to stage new terror attacks so bad they can taste it. The problem is everybody's looking for it. And when they did do the underwear bomber, our people were on the plane and at the airport and saw the feds get him on the plane, set it on record. A month and a half later, it came out in congressional testimony when the State Department said, don't blame us. We were ordered to get him on the plane. Because Undersecretary of State Kennedy had somewhat of a soul and put that info out. And the Congress people were like, waving their arms. We've played the video. We're just like, hold on. The body language is stop right. Don't tell them we did it. Don't tell them we hopped up some idiot on drugs and rolled them on there with a firecracker so they could put body scanners in the airports and train everybody to be prisoners so we can then set it up in the rest of the country. People say, well, doesn't the government know it's making everybody angry? That they're sticking their hands down our pants and groping us and doing all this to us. Doesn't the government know it's... Yeah, they don't care. They know you're already awake. So now it's about setting the precedent with their own security forces to carry out these unconstitutional crimes against humanity. And there, it's going to be everywhere. It's already on the streets and highways all over the U.S., and it's coming to every town. You will pull up, and you will have federalized, crazed, roid-head, moron cops. I've already seen videos across the country drag you and your family out and line you up. And then they're going to start putting people on pickup list for questioning. And then folks are going to start disappearing. And then cops, when you stop at checkpoints, people are going to know they have nothing to lose. And let me tell you, the New World Order right there plans a civil war to start. And you idiots are going to march right into it with these globalist crooks marching you right into it. And you don't care. I've analyzed what you're going to do because you like the petty authority. You're going to do it. You idiots. You morons. It doesn't matter, though. You're going to be just like the Germans. It's going to take total judgment of this country for you to wake up. A third of the Germans in World War II went bye-bye. Don't ever forget that. So, just like 51 million babies have been chopped up and used for food flavoring and cosmetics and the rest of it and stem cells, you're not going to be as lucky as those babies. Their deaths were quick. And they were innocent. We know right where they went. Express. And I know you think it's all funny. The fool laughs because you hadn't seen what I seen. I've seen reality. I see it all. I know it. I see it. And let me tell you, it blasts me every second. The knowledge of how foolish those of you that serve darkness are. You are pathetic. Led by your demonic preachers, most of them on federal payroll, secretly now public, clergy response teams. Now, they're scared to death of this, so they've got BuzzFeed, and this was picked up by Fox News, and they did the rounds yesterday. Poll newsletter, OK City was an inside job. And I read this. Paul may deny it. I know he didn't write lots of the newsletters because I know the types he wrote. This is Paul's writing, I can tell you. And you get a grasp of when no one knew what a false flag was. In the month of April, that week, he had a newsletter out saying this. And I think he should run with it. I think he should have campaign ads showing. The governor says they're removing the bombs. The head grand, you know, the grand jurors say the government did it. I mean, I think they should show all that. I think Paul should run with this. In a 95 issue of Ron Paul's Survival Report, a news paper published by the future presidential candidate speculates the federal government bombed the Alfred P. Murrow building in Oklahoma City. And they go on and demonize him, and they demonize myself in here and, you know, say how horrible I am. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. We have the newscast with them removing the unexploded bombs. I've interviewed the cops that were there. And the feds came over and said, if you talk about what you saw, you and your wife are dead. I've had those cops on, and some of the cops got killed. And I got the attorney general's email. He was deputy attorney general then. He's the attorney general now, saying we got to cover this up. But listen to this newsletter from Ron Paul and tell me he isn't a beauty. Oklahoma City, this is 1 week after the attack. Now listen to this. Yeah, folks, Ron Paul is the prototype of Alex Jones. That's right. We're far from knowing everything or even many things about the horrific bombing of Oklahoma federal building. The latest rumors are tying this to the private militias. Is the government media combine set to smear everyone who questions the wonderfulness of the federal government? This is clearly their plan. Whether or not the criminals responsible turn out to be right-wing extremists. Some people even think the government itself could have been responsible. Clearly, it has been worried about its waning authority and respect among the people, and such an event builds up the central government. I don't know. I've got Bill Clinton admitting that later in his memoirs and all these current people saying they want to stage one. But see, Paul just points out reality. That's why he's evil. The government would not use its own agents. The sophistication of Paul. These people say... spy agencies frequently use false flag recruitment. This is the crazed men recruited into right-wing terrorist cells would not know they were actually working for the BATF. Wow, they even mentioned the very group that did it. No one even knew that at the time. Talk about intel. For example, the New York Times is blabbering about the hate generated by the Branch Davidians. And it goes on to say, interestingly, it's so small I can't even read it. It says, incinerating them does not, of course, count as an act of hate. The world, I'm going to come back and read this after the break because it's really hard to read. Once I printed it, I could read it online, but the printing kind of blurred some of it. I'm going to come back and read what Ron Paul said about OKC straight ahead. That thing was as phony as a $3 bill.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are a go. All right, you are a go.
So I've interviewed the former head of Air Force Weapons Development saying Oklahoma City was an inside job. I've got federal documents from lawsuits confirming it. I've interviewed countless police officers who were threatened by the feds with murder. I've interviewed the federal workers who saw the ATF planting the bombs on the columns. Jane Graham and others who've gone public with McVeigh. McVeigh told Nichols and others he was a government agent meant to infiltrate and set up the Elohim City compound itself run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's come out in federal documents. He got very upset 2 days before, just like in the World Trade Center bombing in 93. This is New York Times, CBS News. Because Ahmad Salam knew they were setting him up, an Egyptian CIA asset. He said, first it was going to be a fake bomb. Then it was going to be a real bomb, but not real detonators. Then you said we got to have real detonators for conviction. Then I tell you they're about to bomb it, and you won't SWAT team raid them, and you tell me go ahead with the bombing, and he's recording the FBI knowing they're about to set him up. The bombing happens. 2 days after, he shows up at a press conference, plays the tape, shaking, hands out copies of the media. The federal government freaks out, pays him $1.2 million, and it's under the rug. That's how they do it, folks. So McVeigh was like Ahmad Salam, but he wasn't smart enough to record them once it happened. And, I mean, he's in there with them, planting the bombs, boom, getting it ready. I've interviewed multiple witnesses that saw all this, Jane Graham and others. And she's like, what are you doing? Oh, we're telephone men. What are these? Oh, no. And it was all meant to be a sting, they're told, but then it goes forward. You understand? It's always a sting that goes bad. And cops are like, what's these bombs? You want your wife to get killed? Shut up! I mean, I've had the cops on, people that were in there. That's who runs America, okay? Get it through your head. Grow up. The local crack house isn't laundering the $500 billion in drug money a year. The big banks are, and they've been caught. Grow up. And Ron Paul, a week after Oklahoma City, within minutes, Bill Clinton came out and blamed talk radio and said, shut it down. It was obviously the whole thing was scripted. And now all these Democratic advisors write memos about how great it'd be to have a new one to blame it on their enemies. Like we're stupid. Like we're dumb. And then Ron Paul, now they've dug up this newsletter. And I know Paul's writing. This sounds like he wrote it. It was the addendums. It was the promo things by another company they hired promoting their newsletters that were special editions in the mail are 8 of the 10 offending things. This is from the real newsletter. It goes on, we're far from knowing everything or even many things about the horrific bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The latest rumors are tying this to the private militias. Is the government media combine set to smear everyone who questions the wonderfulness of the federal government? Yes, that did happen. You're right again, Paul. That's clearly their plan. Whether or not the criminals responsible turn out to be a right-wing extremist, some people even think that the government itself could have been responsible. Certainly, it has been worried about its waning authority and respect among the people. And such an event builds up the central government. Yeah, look out, because they just had Waco that embarrassed them, so they staged it. They've had Fast and Furious, which is a false flag, to blame the Second Amendment. They could stage one real quick here. That's why we got to expose false flag. That stops them. The government would not use its own agents. That's actually not true. They set them up in a sting. These people say spy agencies frequently use false flag recruitment. That is, the crazed man recruited in the far right terrorist cell would not know they were actually working for the BATF, for example. The New York Times is blabbering about the hate generated by the Branch Davidians. Incinerating them does not, of course, count as an act of hate. The word reserved for anti-establishment types. And then he goes on to talk about this being a government-staged event to pass anti-terrorism legislation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So I'm going over Ron Paul here being demonized by Fox News and others for pointing out that Oklahoma City's an inside job. This is back from the newsletter back in 1995, about a week after the attack, in the survival section, or a survival version. Some neoconservatives who backed the, look at all these terms we think are new, these are old. Some neoconservatives who backed the Waco massacre are sadly calling for a bigger FBI and much more security, i.e. more of a police state, and saying, this is 16, 17 years ago, folks, it's all come true. President Clinton, we stand behind you 100%. Oh, the media are trumpeting a poll claiming that 58% of Americans would give up some of their liberties to enable the government to run a nationwide anti-terrorism campaign. This is the danger, and it must be opposed. That's Ron Paul writing right there. The other stuff you can tell isn't. Government always uses any crisis to try to seize more power and money. More on this next month. So they're running around freaking out their dear little terror attack, and this will just backfire on them. Because I know Kurt Nemo wrote an article on this, Fox attempts to discredit Ron Paul with Oklahoma City Job Newsletter. Just search that and you can pull up the article. It's now already rolled off in the archive section of the featured news area. But if you go to that, you can find Kurt Nemo's article on it, and then what Ron Paul wrote in the newsletter that's got the system and other globalist outfits like BuzzFeed. In fact, let's put that BuzzFeed article up on screen for folks if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We have it linked in the InfoWars article if you want to look at it that way, but if you're listening on the radio. But Paul newsletter, OKC was an inside job. A 95 issue of Ron Paul's survival report, a newsletter published by the future presidential candidate, speculates the federal government bombed the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. The previously unreported newsletter, part of a series which Paul began publishing early in his congressional career in the late 70s, was part of a trove this reporter discovered originally breaking the story to the New Republic. Full of racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic statements, not to mention a variety of quack science conspiracy theories like global warming isn't real, that's quacky, or is it man-made. The newsletters have once again become an issue as Paul seeks to stay in the Republican presidential primary for the long haul. And again, you can see the article on screen. Oh my gosh, it's so horrible. He talked about that clearly scripted. I mean, the way they were on it in minutes, blaming the states' rights movement and libertarians and conservatives. I mean, this is the same attorney general who was the deputy head then. You have the FBI lying and saying they weren't there, and it turned out the hotel receipts showed they were. I mean, the bombs in the building and the cops being told, you know, by the government, we'll kill you if you don't shut up. Yeah, I mean, the witnesses being told this, who saw the feds planting the bombs inside the building. And then they freak out when Ron Paul talks about reality. It's kind of like when he came out a few weeks ago and said Israel founded Hamas, and there was all this weeping and wailing and national TV ads and freakouts. The source was Herat's Jerusalem Post. I mean, that's not debatable. That's been admitted since the mid-1970s. Israel set it up in 74, the year I was born, 38 years ago. I mean, again, those of us that live in reality, those of us that know what we're talking about, those of us that don't go off teleprompters but go off real dedication and scholarly research and the guts it takes to come out here and tell you what's going on. But again, every time I think about the New World Order and how they could kill me, imprison me, go after my family, it doesn't matter because they're already jacking the vaccines with cancer viruses and the GMO designed to sterilize us. We're already dead. The only way out of this is to beat these creatures. It's the only hope we got, man. I can't run, okay? It's scary to run. All I can do is get up on my hind legs and say, you know what? I don't know how this fight's going to end. But you want to get 110% of what I got? I'm opening the can of you-know-what right now. It's InfoWar!
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. I know I said I'd take a lot of calls today. I'm going to give the number out now. We got a guest for 30 minutes at the bottom of the hour, but then the whole third hour will be phone calls and news. But I've gone into quite a rant here about BuzzFeed, Fox News, and a bunch of other TV networks going after Ron Paul. And then to try to connect him to his own newsletter, they say, and he goes on Alex Jones's show, and Alex Jones says Oklahoma City was an inside job. Well, I don't say it's an inside job. I've interviewed the police that the feds couldn't kill. They did kill some of them. And the doctors the feds didn't get to kill. But the feds did come to them and say, I'll kill you and your wife face to face. I have cops on the show naming the FBI agents, you know, in the Oklahoma City office, coming into the detective's office, coming into the sergeant's office and saying, I'm going to kill you and your wife. You talk about the bombs we got in there. You talk about what we did. You're dead. And these guys come on our show and talk about this. Does the FBI call them and say, we want to come talk to you? We want to find out who said that? No, because the attorney general, who was the deputy attorney general at the time, the same guy that ran Fast and Furious, false flag attack to blame the Second Amendment, was up to his eyeballs in Oklahoma City. And because of lawsuits, we got Eric Holder's emails the day after Oklahoma City saying, this is going bad. We got to get in there and cover this up. This is a D-Day situation because all the bombs didn't go off. And so everybody wasn't killed inside. And they had the head of the HUD department, Jane Graham, who's been on this show, right there going, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're doing some telephone work, big gray sticks of butter. And she even named the feds McVeigh was with. Some of these guys were senior. And then lo and behold, who she said she saw? They were caught in Oklahoma City the day before. They lied and said they were in other cities. We got the hotel receipts. They were there. And I understand these are hardcore killers, folks. I'm here on air talking about. But somebody's got to stand up against them. And the system is now flipping out over all of this because they can't stage new terror attacks because the public is aware of the trick now and watching. It was one of our listeners saw the feds put the underwear bomber on the plane Christmas Day, blew the whistle, and his whole story later got confirmed. CIA told the State Department to Kurt Haskell. CIA told the State Department, you get him that visa, you get him on that airplane. National security. And they put that drugged up idiot on that plane. This is how they do it. This is a life and death situation for this country. And I just showed you last hour all the memos and all the public statements and documents by Obama advisors publicly calling for a new Oklahoma City to be blamed on domestic groups. They are so wicked and so powerful, they believe, that they have public news articles saying Oklahoma City will help the president get reelected. We need a new Oklahoma City to blame on domestic groups. I read you the articles last hour. Do you get the magnitude? It's like Gary Hart sent a letter to Iran, published it in the Huffington Post, saying, our government stages terror attacks. Don't think for a minute we won't stage terror attacks and blame it on you. You better do as you're told. We are changed. Question Gary Hart. It's in my film, Truth Rising. And he admitted he wrote that letter. And then our government stages false flags. See, I live in the real world. Ron Paul lives in the real world. And I know a lot of you live in the real world, but you're too scared to speak up about this. But if you want to get the full quotes of Ron Paul, that one part I didn't get to, from the newsletter that they're demonizing right now. By the way, they can kill me. They could kill Jane Graham. They could kill the police officer we had on, Browning. But they can't kill this film, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95, Without Truth There Is No Justice. I'm in it. Jane Graham's in it. Inventor of the neutron bomb's in it. Saying it's an inside job. Former head of Air Force Weapons Development. Engineer, chemist. Benton K. Parton's in it. The grand juror is in it. The FBI came to his house and threatened him. They're all in it. The cops being threatened with death are in it. It's a testament to what really happened there. And this is holy water to a vampire. It's a big old pine wood steak to these people. And you get it at InfoWars.com, and you show it to your church, and you put it on Access TV, and you show it in your community, and you show them Endgame, and you show them Obama deception, you show them Fall of the Republic. You get the word out. I think I'm going to read it all in one thing because I read it during three different segments and got cut off. I'm going to read this, but here's the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Oklahoma City. This is 1 week after Oklahoma City in the survival report published by Ron Paul. We're far from knowing everything or even many things about the horrific bombing of Oklahoma City Federal Building. The latest rumors are tying this to private militias. Is the government media, Combine, it is, this is the government media, that's a good name for it, Combine, set to smear everyone who questions the wonderfulness of the federal government? That's clearly their plan, whether or not the criminals responsible turn out to be right-wing extremists. Some people even think the government itself could have been responsible. Clearly, it has been worried about its waning authority and respect among the people, and such as an event builds up the central government. Such an event builds up the central government. The government would not use its own agents, these people say. Spy agencies frequently use false flag recruitment. This is the crazed men recruited into the right-wing terror cell would not know who they were working for, the BATF, for example. And instead, they just went with the Elohim City cutout, people that didn't know what was going on, and then just used actual agents inside with McVeigh as the one patsy. The New York Times is blabbering about the hate generated by the Branch Davidians. Incinerating them does not, of course, count as an act of hate or posing with the children's skulls either. And it shows the feds going home to kill, holding up little kids' skulls, you know, real powerful. That word is reserved for the anti-establishment types, not the feds that killed them. Some neoconservatives who backed the Waco massacre are already calling for a bigger FBI and much more security, i.e. more of a police state, saying, President Clinton, we stand behind you 100%. Oh, the media are trumpeting a poll that 58% of Americans would give up some of their liberties to enable the government to run a nationwide anti-terrorism campaign. This is the danger, and it must be stopped. Government always uses any crisis to try to seize more power, more money, more on this next month. And our article with this is Fox attempts to discredit Ron Paul, the Oklahoma City Inside Job newsletter. And it all started with the BuzzFeed globalist statements here. And of course, I'm thrown into the mix. Paul has long cultivated the support of conspiracy theorists. A conspiracy theorist is somebody that doesn't believe known liar criminals who've been caught lying thousands of times. Paul has long cultivated the support of conspiracy theorists. That means free thinkers or people that aren't chumps. In fact, let me translate it. Paul has long cultivated the support of people in the reality community who are not suckers and chumps and idiots and who do not believe that Alice in Wonderland is real. I'm sorry. Paul has long cultivated the support of conspiracy theorists, as evidenced by the content of the newsletters and his frequent appearance on the radio program of Alex Jones, perhaps the most listened to conspiracy theorist in America, perhaps the freest thinker in America with the biggest audience. Wow, that's a compliment. A former aide, Eric Dondero, recently claimed that Paul told him after 9/11 that the CIA and Bush administration officials might have known about the attacks. Paul has dismissed him as a disgruntled former employee. He ran against Paul. And it goes on from that point. And there's an alternate article saying I'm a liar, that there's never been any monkey virus in vaccines that gives you cancer. I mean, that's just low-grade morons know that. Now, I've got really our top story of the day that is so huge, I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, it's so big, so crazy, so confirming. Again, it is stunning to know all of this, but to actually see it fulfilled. I guess it's like growing up knowing someday you'll die. And then it must be like, as you're dying, fighting for your last breath on your deathbed. It must be, wow, I'm actually dying. I mean, it's like, or it must be like hearing grandpa's got cancer, he's going to die, and you're there at his bedside, as he's getting his last, fighting to breathe. It's real. It's happening. It's like that car wreck as the car runs the red light and you look over, and the 3 seconds before it plows into you at 60 miles an hour seems like 5 minutes. It's just all happening in slow motion. And I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging open. All people got to do is wake up from the trance. A lot of it isn't even a trance. Some people are in a trance, in denial. But other people know this stuff's true, but deep down are so scared. I do. I get up here and I have police on who name the FBI agents that come to them and say, we're going to kill you and your wife if you don't stop investigating Oklahoma City. I have grand jurors on. I have world leaders on. I have former head of the German intelligence agency, Andres von Bülow, on breaking down 9/11 as an inside job. I had the number three guy from the Japanese government on breaking it down. I guess we really are making history. I guess when people are in awe of what we're doing, but I guess they're in awe that I'm ready to die. And I am ready to die. I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide, but I have transcended fear. Because I know that children are counting on us, not just my children, but other children who are being injected with cancer viruses all over the world right now, being soft kill murdered. I know they're killing us. And so this is what men have got to do. We got to go straight on against these murderers. We got to call them out. The English army had just won the war. What a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Oh, it's hard to turn John Lennon off, isn't it?
A crowd of people stood and stared.
That's an angel's voice.
They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of
law. All right, let me just get to the big news. And after I take calls, we got a guest coming up in 30 minutes. The caller is going to have to hold for about 30 minutes, but I will get to everybody. Or at least I'll attempt it. Matthew, Howard, Mike, Jonathan, Jared, we'll get to all of you. And then after I take calls, I'll have to get into this in more detail. I mean, it's so big, and the documents are so disgusting that Aaron's linked to in this. And it just confirms everything. It is a confession by the corporate criminals that they are engaged in a private corporate paramilitary classical spy grid with a high-tech overlay, usurpation, revolution of treason and treachery against our republic. How many constitutional lawyers have I had on saying that it's treason, the NDAA? Something that attempts to overthrow our form of government and impoverish and enslave the general population is treachery, is treason, is a high crime. These people are criminals.
And let me tell you, watching them on the videos where they're announcing all this, they're shifting around. They look like, well, they look like what they are, scum. And that's the biggest frustration I've got, is watching evil scum dominate good people because good people are naive. I am sick of it. And that's why I don't care what happens to me in the final equation. As long as this scum is brought to justice and as long as humanity makes it, because humanity's not going to make it led by these people. They're so sloppy and delusional. They're letting every GMO thing you can imagine, every poison you can imagine, every bioweapon you can imagine, every radiation accident you can imagine. Everything's just degenerating into mindlessness. And as long as these people have the pacifier of a black uniform and a gun, they think it's their get out of reality free card. But here it is. This is a precursor to it. This was up on Drudge yesterday. I want to thank the Drudge Report for carrying our news routinely. DrudgeReport.com. Red spotlights to mark pre-crime suspects. And I mentioned that with the telescreens and the face scanning cameras and the license plate readers and all the rest of it. But here's the big report that goes with it. Is the NYPD experimenting with drones over the city? Evidence points to yes, but they don't tell you, the terrorist, the public. Of course they're doing it. It's all admitted. But that's a side issue. All these endless toys that they buy with our money to not keep us safe, but to boss us around and hype up the police in this fear paradigm that terrorists are hiding under every table, when again, champagne corks are more dangerous statistically. Shock doc. Here's the big news up at Infowars.com. And I think it's already scrolled off the main page since last night when Aaron published it. You know, we publish stuff at about 6 a.m. on Infowars Central, 7 a.m. Eastern or so. Then at about 10:30, our writers put a bunch of other news and our own stuff up. And then usually in the afternoon, more news. And I tend to only cover what's in the morning, not even what's in the afternoon. But, I mean, I've noticed stuff that comes out in the morning gets like 500, 600, 1,000 comments. Bigger news comes out in the evening, gets like 300 comments. But shock doc, total federalization of police under new Homeland Security mission. And they say they're doing it. They have the Aspen Institute, CFR, Lateral Commission, put the report out, and then that's adopted, and the government officials are there saying they're going to adopt it, and it's your local police will be hired, run by the feds, checkpoints everywhere, naked body scanners everywhere, everything you do tracked and traced, already going on, but just codifying that you're going to have in your business scumbag goons that work for narcotics, child kidnap trafficking, absolute trash, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, certified Oklahoma City bombers. And I mean, that's what's so creepy. I mean, these are hardcore killers. This isn't like some kind of boss hog group who just wants to steal from you. I mean, these are some nasty people. I mean, look at Chertoff. I mean, if I was a Hollywood director in central casting for like an evil alien leader that poses as a humanoid that busts out and turns into a blood-drinking lizard, he'd be it. I mean, you know. I mean, is there no end? I mean, Skeletor, and then he's got this deputy little pot-bellied demon, Mrs. Napolitano, Miss Napolitano, Mr. Matano, whatever its name is. I mean, it's a sick joke. It's a nightmare. Trying to do is live up to somewhere near the midline of what my ancestors did in the battle for Texas independence and the battle for independence for the colonies in 1776. And my ancestors on my father and mother's side, including the captain of the Mayflower, who helped found what became the United States. All I'm trying to do is be like they were. Just be a real person who isn't a coward and stands up to evil. And I know you can do the same as well. This is what it's all about. Our future generations are going to be in a technocratic hell. Not even future generations. We are going to be. Your children are going to be. You are going to be. Unless you say, look, I see your false system. I know what it is. I'm awake, and I'm not putting up with you, crooks. So stop playing your games. And don't you dare blow up some federal buildings and blame it on us. We know who you are, murderers. You got to get committed. Because we're in deep trouble from living in denial. Now, I want people to go to InfoWars.com and get a noble lie exposing Oklahoma City as an inside job. Scientist under attack exposing the GMO, causing organ failure and all sorts of problems. Indoctrination about the public schools brainwashing everybody. And yes, I got so sick of ordering these books and having to wait 2 months to get them when I'd paid for them, that I actually found a bigger printer for Fritz Springmeier, and I paid to get thousands of these printed. And so everybody that was waiting since Christmas to get yours, and they kept saying we were going to get them, your bloodlines are in the mail today. And now we got them in stock, thousands of them. You want to order Bloodlines, the Illuminati? And look at how much glossier that cover is and everything. This book's been out of print. They're available at InfoWars.com because we got them all. Okay? Weldon Henson did a great job. He said, look, we're having so much trouble. Let's just, the poor guy's printing them on demand. He can't even make a living. He's about to be homeless because of it. We're waiting on hundreds of these. Let's print them. We got it together. We got them printed with one of the biggest printers in the country. It's super high quality. Bloodlines, the Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. We got them in stock, InfoWars.com. And your purchase makes this operation of warfare against tyranny possible. It gasses up our F-16 so we can fly another Saudi over them and bomb their lies in the info war. All right, now, for a little bit into the next hour, 5 minutes to the next hour, he's going to be in studio with us coming up in next Friday? Because he's coming to Austin for a big event that he's putting on. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, syndicated radio host on the hour before me every day. By the way, stations are picking it up everywhere. They love it. Just doing a great job. It was a little over a year ago that, I mean, I've known for a long time that vitamin and mineral deficiency in the foods we eat from the soils that produce the vegetation that farm animals are fed and that produce the vegetables that we eat, the plants that we eat, have been basically played out. They have had most of their vitamin and mineral and trace element content depleted. And then cheap fertilizers that'll make the plants grow, but that don't have any of the stuff you need in them, are produced. And then there's all the synthetic vitamins that actually don't help you, or they don't have all the trace elements you need in it to actually create that synergy. I know my dad, who's a physician, always explained that with biology. And the vitamins and minerals that Youngevity puts together comes from the river deltas. That's why in the Great Nile Valley and other places, that's why you see major civilizations in floodplains of rivers, because that's where you get the best growth and also the healthiest food. But I finally, about a year ago, got into this, slowly started doing a little bit of exercise. I was already doing some exercise and trying to eat healthier, and I could lose 5 pounds and it would stop there. But I finally, about 2 months ago, well, right after Thanksgiving, November 25th, I started doing Tangy Tangerine in the morning and the evening and Pollen Burst instead of coffee. And I ate half of my breakfast and don't even want it. There's no caffeine in the Tangy Tangerine. I haven't had a Pollen Burst today. When I get tired before the nightly news today, I'll have that instead of coffee. And the Tangy Tangerine's full of B vitamins. I mean, you name it. And yes, I'm pitching this here for the next 30 minutes with pharmacist Ben Fuchs because it funds our operation. And by the way, I want radio stations to sign up with us as distributors at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I want listeners to. You can get a big discount on the products if you do or not. Just go try the Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com or link through on the banners at InfoWars.com if you forget that URL and try it. Because you can watch me right now on the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see this is 37 pounds. In fact, I lost about 30 and then it stopped for about 4 or 5 days. Then I lost another 3 pounds. And then in one day, Tuesday, I lost 4.5 pounds. I lost 4.5 pounds in one day. 4.5 pounds in one day. Now, granted, I'm sick of playing games. I am running every day, but I was running almost every day before and it wasn't doing anything. So I'm jogging and I'm doing this. And the only problem is I've got so much energy. It's like I'm 20 years old and I'm super aggressive. Because when I was 20 years old, nowadays, somebody flips me off at a red light or something, I don't get mad. The problem is now You know, I mean, I'm already supercharged, folks. I am ready to stomp people into the ground any minute. And I guess that's what happens in the rodent studies, where they cut their nutrition down to near starvation, but give them a high nutrient diet. They've had these studies for 20 years. The elites are actually on these diets that the rats get extremely aggressive and live twice as long. They do it with insects. They can live, what, six times as long? And I'm not even eating that super healthy of food when I do eat. The thing is, my body always wanted this. And so I'm doing it now. And it's amazing. And I hope you go to InfoWarsTeam.com to find out about it. But, Ben, you're coming to town next in a week and a half or so to talk about this, folks, and go to the event. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But first, what am I experiencing? Because my dad always says this as an oral surgeon and a dentist. He says the pharmacist, and he started out as a regular pharmacist, know more than doctors because they have to know the actual chemistry of all the drugs. The doctors just basically know the basics and check with the pharmacist and aren't ever up on the latest stuff. Pharmacists have to know the actual biology and biomechanical, electrochemical processes of the body. And of course, I should add, Aaron Dyke started pretty much with your research about a year ago. He's lost over 60 pounds. In fact, now he's gotten super skinny. You ought to see him now. It's like from just a month ago, he's lost another 10 pounds or so. In fact, soon he'll be too skinny. He's not even hungry. And it's just because he's drinking. And again, it's like he's a doctor, also a doctor of veterinary medicine. Dr. Wallach pointed out, they say you only need 80-something minerals, but he says you need 90-plus. And so this has got the stuff that the mainline folks say you don't need. And that's why regular vitamins don't have the same effect as this Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Rebound FX, and the Pollen Burst. And the other products are great, but these are the ones that really are like a drug, but they're not. They're natural. So what's happening, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, with me right now, that I can lose 4.5 pounds in one day?
Hey, Alex, what you're experiencing is how you're supposed to feel. You're experiencing how you're supposed to be. Nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. If you could tell me that there was a prescription drug that could support collagen, that could act as an antioxidant, that could fight cancer, that could build up the immune system, it would have zero side effects and would cost less than a penny a pill, you'd think that was a miracle drug, but that's vitamin C. If you could tell me that there was a drug that could protect your heart and protect your liver and was great for your skin and had zero toxicity and cost less than a penny a pill, you'd think that was a miracle drug, but that's vitamin E. Vitamins and nutrients are what drugs go to bed at night and dream and fantasize they could be. Incredible potency and zero toxicity. And what you're experiencing is evidence of how these things work. What you're feeling and how you are is how you're supposed to feel and how you're supposed to be every day of your life.
Well, start breaking it down. I mean, when something has an ORAC score like Beyond Tangy Tangerine of 5,745, that's off the chart. What makes this different than a regular multivitamin?
That's an awesome question. You know, one of the biggest problems with nutritional supplements is the absorption. It's not what you take in, it's what you absorb. A wise man once said, to eat is human, to absorb is divine. It's all in the absorption. In pharmacy school, we learned that the different formats of nutrients have implications on how those nutrients are going to be utilized by the body. So the poorest way to intake nutrients or to intake substances into the body is in tablet form. The best way is intravenous, and then there's many ways in between along the continuum. Intranasally, through the nose, suppositories, these are very effective ways to get things into the body. But from a practical standpoint, the best way to take in nutrients, to take in any kind of substances, is in liquid format. The more you take in your nutrition, the more you take in your liquids or your foods in liquid format, the better and the easier they're going to be to absorb. And this is very important. Number one, if you have digestive issues, and 60 plus million Americans have digestive issues. And secondly, it's absolutely critical if you're elderly or if you're getting on in years, because one of the main things that happens to compromise our health as we get older is our digestive system begins to break down. So when you take these nutrients in a liquid format, you're maximizing your body's ability to utilize these, especially if you have a digestive problem, and especially if you're getting older, getting on in years.
Now, I like to mix the Pollen Burst with the Tangy Tangerine. Is that a good idea? And tell folks about the Pollen Burst.
Absolutely. The pollen burst is a replacement for coffee. You get nutrients and you get a little bit of caffeine as well. And once again, the liquid format allows this stuff to go to work right away. You know, even if you're not using nutritional supplements, if you blend your foods up, if you use smoothies, if you incorporate vegetables into juices or vegetables into soups, I talk about a lot about something called bone soup on my radio program. If you take in your nutrition in liquid format, you maximize your body's ability to utilize this stuff. One of the neat things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Alex, is that even though it's a liquid format, you still get fat-soluble vitamins. Your four fat-soluble vitamins, D, E, A, and K, are uniquely difficult for the body to process because the fat absorption system is one of the components of the digestive tract that tends to break down over time. Many people have problems utilizing fats. So not only are you getting a whole bunch of nutrients in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're getting nutrients that are specifically difficult for the body to absorb, and you're maximizing your body's ability to absorb and utilize them.
Now, there's also stuff in here that the body can't produce itself, right? They call those essentials.
Absolutely. Well, that's exactly right. Whenever you hear the term essential as an essential amino acid or essential vitamins or essential minerals, that's a substance that your body has to take in from the outside. The body can make a lot of what it needs, but there's around 90 or so nutrients, what Doc Wallach calls the mighty 90, that have to come in through the diet. And Alex, the body runs on these substances. If you're not getting them in, you can't help but be
sick. And so, of course, Big Pharma, that now in the last 50 years on record has taken over medicine, now with the Health Care Act, it dictates down to the doctors. They don't want you to know the reason you have all these ailments is because of deficiencies, because they want to give you a drug that just mask the symptoms of the problem you have. It's totally cold-blooded.
There is no prescription drug on the planet, and this is so important for people to understand. There's no prescription drug that was ever invented that can heal anything. The very nature of a prescription drug is to block chemistry in the body so that you don't see something, so that you don't see that you have a problem, and perhaps your test scores change, and your doctors love test scores because that's how they can test efficacy. Never mind how you feel, never mind side effects. If the test scores say something, then the doctors interpret that as beneficial or not beneficial, depending on what the test scores say. We treat diagnoses in this country. We don't treat people, we treat diagnoses. Why? Because you can bill, because you can radiate, because you can pharmacologically treat a diagnosis. You can't take care of anything in the body with a drug. You can't heal anything in the body with a drug, but you can take care of a diagnosis with a drug. You can mask a symptom with a drug.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there then and explain to people, because what I'm seeing happen is that Big Pharma is openly lobbying to shut down regular vitamins, minerals, even vitamin C in Europe. That actually happened now. The restrictions have begun. They're cutting the dosages down to nothing, kind of like they're banning light bulbs, you know, on the high watt ones down to the low ones with the incandescent. So the regulations are coming in, and now we know why. They're coming out with a artificial hemp that they admit treats hundreds of things. They're coming out with an artificial fish oil that costs 50 times or more. They're coming out with artificial vitamin C's. They're coming out with little devil clones, counterfeits of everything that they then charge you a lot more for, while having their talk show host on radio like Dr. Dean Adele tell people that vitamins aren't needed.
A classic example is the one you just mentioned, Loveza, prescription drug. For years, people said use omega-3 fats, specifically fish oil fats, to take care of your heart. And doctors, of course, poo-pooed it and said, oh, there's no evidence, and show me the scientific research. Well, lo and behold, a drug company came out with a manipulated version, a drug version, because now it can be patented, of an omega-3 fatty acid. They call it omega-3 ethyl esters, and they charge literally $200 a month for 120 capsules. That's over a dollar plus per capsule for the same stuff that you could get a lot better of. Not the same stuff, for a less effective stuff that you pay a tenth of the price for.
You can get a big bottle of fish oil for like 10. You can get a big bottle of fish oil for $5 or $10.
The same stuff that they're selling for $200 for 120 capsules. It is unconscionable, Alex, but it is up to us as individuals to take advantage, to leverage the power of these nutritional supplements. There's a lot of people taking nutritional supplements, but not enough people taking nutritional supplements. Everybody should be using a basic nutritional supplement program, ideally in liquid fashion. And let me tell you something, Alex. I've been coming on your show now for over a year, and I can't tell you how many letters I have received from people who have started a nutritional supplement program, who've gotten on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, who have experienced exactly what you were talking about before I came on.
My mother, who's totally private, has said that she's ready to give a testimonial because, I mean, you know, she's a master swimmer, you know, done triathlons, all this stuff. But, I mean, she says now she can work out so much better, keep weight off her better. She's sold. I mean, it's crazy.
You know how your mother says that she's a shy person, but she wants to go on and give a testimonial? That's how I feel. That's how everybody feels once they experience this. They're like, why doesn't everybody know it? We have to stand on top of the rooftops and scream this. People ask me why I'm so passionate about this. I see these stories and I read these letters every day, literally every day. People getting off of their medicine, people losing weight, people feeling better, people so grateful and so thankful that they heard this information. When you hear these kinds of reports, you can't help but get excited. You can't help but want to do exactly what your mom says she wants to do. Get out there and tell everybody.
It's incredible. I want to hear more about those testimonials on the other side, because this is a revolution against the globalist. It's one more way to be dependent on yourself, not dependent on the system, to be self-sufficient, to be rugged. And I'm telling you, look at it. It works. 37 pounds in 2 months. And I was doing the same stuff before, and the weight wouldn't come off, and I've got so much more energy. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a number there on the side if you want to call and ask questions. Man, I was just thinking during the break about how the federal government's trying to clamp down being able to get out of the country. That's what the whole TSA thing is about on the highways now. These new documents we got. Your calls are coming up. I want everybody to stay there because I want to get to everybody. Finishing up with Ben Fuchs. Ben, I want to talk more about the testimonials, but you're coming to town soon. You're coming to Austin, Texas.
Eric, one of the best things, one of my favorite things to do is to travel around the country and talk to people one-on-one, because the dearth of information, the shortage of information that people get from the mainstream media is so dramatic that when people start to hear these ideas, it's like you can almost see eyes opening up right in front of you. And I know that when I do a talk for 100 people, at least half of them are going to start to take in what I talked about, take into their daily lives, start to participate on a regular basis. And that means at least 50% of the people I'm talking about are going to have their lives changed. If more people take in this information. And let me tell you something, folks, weight loss is one of the easiest things to accomplish. That's probably the number one question that people have, or the number one concern people have, is how they can lose weight. And what I tell people is the weight is going to drop off. That's not a problem. The beautiful thing is you're going to decrease your risks for cancer, you're going to decrease your risk for degenerative disease, and you're just going to feel better. Don't even worry about the weight loss. What you experienced, Alex, that 37 pounds, that is going to, it's going to double if you keep this up. And you're not targeting the weight loss. All you're doing is eating right and watching your nutritional supplementation. It's as simple as that.
Well, I was about to say, they don't even advertise Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burch and Rebound as weight loss. It's just that's what it really does when you finally get the nutrients you need. And I mean, take Rebound, and you know, endorsed by a star NBA player. He started taking Longevity and found that it, you know, has really extended his career and made it better because he was depleted of minerals and things that he wasn't getting in the Gatorade. I mean, it's just that simple. I hope folks will visit InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up and become a distributor and a member and get discounts, or you can just buy the great products right off the site. You know, folks, I haven't endorsed a lot of different health products and things because I have to really, really believe in something before I promote it. But this stuff is it. InfoWarsTeam.com. Become a member today or just check out the site. But in closing, Ben, you are coming to Austin, Texas. And so tell folks the date and time of that.
I'll be doing a talk on February the 4th. I'll be doing a talk for the public, and then we're doing a invite-only deal on February 3rd. And I think Richard knows more about that, how that's going to work. But the talk on February 4th, that's going to be at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. And you know what, Alex, I hate to say it, but I don't know the exact address of where that talk is, but we'll have to get that to the folks. I would love everybody to come out.
That's why I had you on the show today. That's why we set you up, but... It's classic that we don't have that. But I understand you're doing a lot of talks, and folks can find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. We'll find out about that and get that up on the site.
All right, so here's the deal, though. If everybody who comes out there, I can tell you this, because I've been doing these talks now since the late 1990s. When you leave the talk, you are going to be so inspired and so excited about participating in a nutritional supplement program because it just flat out makes sense. We're not sick, Alex. We're starving. The state of the health of Americans is so pathetically poor, but it's not because we're inherently flawed. It's because we are deficient and we're missing basic raw materials. What we're going to talk about for 2 hours is how you can utilize and incorporate these raw materials into your life, not only to feel better, but if you have any kind of degenerative diseases, you can begin to make changes immediately. When you leave that talk, you can begin to change your life, and I cannot encourage people to participate more. It's Saturday, February 4th, and we'll have to get you the exact address. It's at 7 o'clock.
No, I understand. We'll get that up at InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you so much, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Great job, and look forward to having you in studio. I guess that's next Friday, so that's exciting. We might have the address by then.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to break here in 5 minutes. A lot of stations don't carry this 5 minutes, but we always do it because some do want it, and we're internet audiences as well, and shortwave and XM. But when we go to break here in about 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to come back and go directly to your stacked up calls, and we'll get into the latest on Iran, huge, you know, comments on State of the Union, Davos, shock Homeland Security documents confirming they plan the total takeover, your local police, total society. But that's after I get to at least the calls that are holding. Now, I was a bit frustrated there because I wanted to get Ben on because he's coming to Austin next weekend. Not this weekend, but the weekend after. He's going to be in studio with us on that Friday. And I was saying, what's the address for where it is? Because he does a lot of speaking. But luckily, it is up at InfoWarsTeam.com. So we did get that information up there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's going to be a Dr. Corey Gold, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and others. I can't quite see all of it there. And it's going to be at the Cross Point Church at 5703 McNeil Drive, Austin, Texas, 78729. Again, Cross Point Church, Saturday, February 12th, first event, business presentation, 5 p.m. Yeah, I probably should just actually have this. Whatever. Folks can just find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. But Ben, going back to talk to you there, again, it's very, very simple if people will just actually start taking a vitamin mineral replacement supplement that's high quality like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They will immediately notice that they're not as hungry. And if they add some exercise into that and get the MSG and aspartame and other stuff out of their diet, then they're going to see some pretty big effects, aren't they?
You're going to change your life. You know, Alex, one of the reasons we have this eating machine, we are obsessively eating, is because the body is used to linking calories with nutrition for eons, literally for tens and hundreds of thousands of years. When we ate calories, we got nutrition. They came together. Over the last couple hundred years, as our ability to process food has gotten better and better, and especially over the last 50 or 60 or 100 years, what's happened is we've de-linked, we've separated nutrition from calories, and we keep getting calories without nutrition, and the body body's like, well, gosh, that wasn't it. Let's go get some more calories. And then we get the calories without nutrition. The body's like, oh, well, that wasn't it. Let's go get some more calories. And we're on this constant drive to get calories because we're missing nutrition. Once you start adding the nutrients, the drive for calories ceases. And if there's one single move you want to make to improve your longevity and decrease the likelihood of degenerative diseases, it is to reduce your caloric intake. And what nutritional supplementation allows you to do is to get nutrients without calories, and that is the single most important move you will ever do when it comes to getting physically fit. It's getting nutrients without calories.
Well, you're right, and you certainly get a lot more energy, and the reason I'm behind this is not just because I've seen Aaron have such great results, and I was like, wow, I better, you know, I know this is good stuff, I know it's given me some results, but I haven't really been taking it that often, and I need to really get into this, and when I finally committed, and it's so easy to do, that the results have been so crazy that I am convinced this is a major revolution. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs against the globalist. If we can get more people involved, it's InfoWarsTeam.com. And I know I butchered that announcement earlier because I can't really read it from where it is on the TV screen. But it's Saturday, February 4th, 2012. And the details are, again, at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number there on the site, too, if you have any questions or want to become a distributor for the great longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com. All right, Ben, great job. Great having you on with us. And I guess we'll see you here in Austin next week. And you're in studio Friday, right?
Looking forward to it, Alex. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thank you. We're going to come back from break with your phone calls and a ton of incredibly important news straight ahead on the other side. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into hour number three. Coming up after your calls, Ron Paul slams Obama's State of the Union as campaign speech. Persian Gulf Option 1, a false flag. Iran summons Danish envoy, reduced threat to close Strait of Hormuz. British, U.S., Israeli, NATO ships steaming in, saying confrontation could happen within days or weeks. Ahmed Dinajid ups rates to stem money crisis as the West banking pressure and embargo shuts the country down. The Muslim Brotherhood is shutting down press freedom in Egypt. The West helped overthrow the old dictator they put in. I mean, it's just bedlam. I haven't gotten to Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. And it goes on to say they're basically going to just spy on all your data and give it to whoever wants to buy it. And it'll be a bunch of errors in it as well, and a bunch of crud. That's in the Washington Post. That's all coming up. And, of course, the shock docs, total federalization of police under new Homeland Security mission. This is a federal occupation of every facet of society. And they're training you to be picked up and arrested off the street. I got to tell you, that's what all this TSA stuff's about. And they're getting ready for forced inoculation. American Medical Association's calling for it. California's passed a law for it. Going to shoot your kids up without consent. And they are gearing up to carry out their criminal actions. But they're smart. They know how to do it slowly until it's too late for everybody. Matthew in California, thanks for holding. We'll go to Jared, Jonathan, Howard, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Matthew.
Alex, I got a couple comments and a question. All right. I talked to Ben Fuchs about a month ago, and I'll give a testimony. It works. I was having some skin conditions. He lays it down, gives you the truth, doesn't try to... He just lays it out. And then,
by the way, you were on hold before Ben Fuchs got here. We don't screen calls, folks, as anybody who's ever called in knows. So I guess you've heard him talk about it. You listened to what he said, and it cleared up your skin. I'm telling you, these folks know what they're talking about. InfoWarsTeam.com, he's our big consultant.
Yep. And then yesterday, I went and on my blog, I reposted a link that you guys had for yesterday's article for SOPA. And within 24 hours, over 10,000 people have reblotted. They're hitting it up. You should see these comments just lighting up. People I don't know. And they're just, everybody's flipping out. I'm getting it from all around the world. I mean, you know it too. But just.
You're talking about a turbocharged awakening, and that's why the criminals, if you watch this Homeland Security video we've got, are squirming around in their chairs talking about a total takeover of all local governments and how dangerous the lone wolves are. And Napolitano is basically shaking because they know what hardcore criminals they are. They know we're discovering the joke of how slimy they are. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. Here in California, all you got to do is open, just go outside and look up, and you got four planes everywhere. They're all flying super low. They're spraying. They're doing, you know, at night, you got the ones that are hovering real low.
White House admits they're chemtrailing us. They say details are classified. The corporate whore media makes fun of us when we play the White House science czar, admitting they're spraying us. Total insanity.
That's what they're doing, and we know. So people got to wake up. People use every resource you got. Everybody has something to do. It's no joke anymore, and it doesn't matter what happens to us, because the moment that we die, whether it's tomorrow or 30 or 40 years from now, the state of mind that we are in at that moment is going to determine what we were and what we're going to come back as. The InfoWarriors know that. We got to spread it. Alex, thanks a bunch.
Well said, my friend. Let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, on the situation of, let's say, the piracy and all that on the internet, there's this video that's on YouTube, which I think is very powerful because the guy goes into depth about how this is used to, this piracy will be used to blow up the prison population for profit prisons and stuff. The video is called, on YouTube, Mega Upload Dangerous Secrets Affect You. And the guy,
yeah, but it's more than just that. They have these top advisors, Soros people. We covered it yesterday. White House regulations are admitting SOPA is to actually shut down, quote, conspiracy theorists. That means people that don't buy their lies. There's another article out with Cass Sunstein giving speeches saying, we're going to take over the internet and force people to buy electric cars. We'll make them do what we want. I mean, they're just a bunch of chicken necks who sit up there, and once they've bulldozed the Constitution, they can say, well, we're government, we're your God, we'll say what you do. And it's like, no, you scumbag tyrant. We're not going to do what you want, you piece of trash.
Well, yeah, also, what's so interesting is he has, like, all kinds of sources he cites. One of the things he's talked about is how big corporations actually funded BitTorrent. So I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of big articles showing. Look, the recording industry in Hollywood, remember sued and tried to ban VCRs? And, of course, it turned out VCRs within the decade after, basically, I've seen the study, I published it, a link to it last week, tripled their profits for over a decade off of VCR. Then DVD, they tried to ban that. Then they tried to ban downloads. It's a load of bull. It's one of the only industries still making record profits. Look, a few months ago, they shut down a big file sharing website that's only about alternative music where people sign agreements saying that they want it to be freely distributed. And I was reading how these sites, they shut down a bunch of them, were starting to rival mainstream music. And the globalists don't want alternative stuff in a free market to become popular. They want to control what music is popular, so that's why they shut it down. It's all about control.
Yeah. Also, there's another video. This one's about eugenics, and it has to do with, it has to do with abortion. And basically, is this one lady, her name is Margaret Slee, and she was the president of Planned Parenthood.
Planned Devilhood?
And basically, she said she didn't like the idea of women's choice. She wanted it to be banned, childbirth. It's called No More Babies, Expert Call.
No, I've seen that quote. In fact, I meant to get to this yesterday. Great call, sir. Guys, put in birth more dangerous than abortion. It was an AP article going, you know, they say ban abortion because of health problems, but maybe we should ban birth. It's of course, statistically, a full-size baby is going to be a more dangerous at the time than having an abortion when the baby's 3 inches, 4 inches long. I mean, of course, but then they spin it like it's bad to have kids and try to scare women. Of course, they don't tell you there's a doubling per abortion of uterine cancer. You can look up those statistics. So, but I mean, it's like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs type headlines from the establishment we're seeing. Jared in Louisiana, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Alex, sorry. Couple things real quick. I wanted to say that the South is getting absolutely overlaid and inundated with chemtrails like I've never seen before. It looks like chicken wire across the sky every single day.
No, they're trying to turn us into a dark city, a dark planet, and it's a giant secret program. They admit it's a program they're doing, but we don't get to know. And then the scientists have tested it. It's aluminum dioxide and massive brain damaging. So what? Government loves us. Everything's fine. Folks, they've been taking babies' blood for 40 years secretly globally. They've been spraying since the mid-90s secretly, now admitted. They're doing whatever they want. They're now saying having babies is bad and abortion is good. I mean, I'm showing mainstream headlines right now at prisonplanet.tv. What did you say, Chris? This is Time Magazine. Why abortion is less risky than childbirth. I mean, we're now entering the cuckoo land here. Again, up is down is up, evil is good is bad. I'm sorry, sir, go ahead and finish your point.
Two more things real quick. I'd like to say you had commented when you first started out today about the widespread heavy rains and severe weather that we've been experiencing ever since the solar flares yesterday. We're going to be experiencing it for the next 3 days. I wonder how much of that is strictly because of the heavy metals that have been spread into the atmosphere that are acting magnetically against what has been cast off from the sun.
Who knows? I mean, that's the problem, is that we know there was a Nobel Prize in 92 for chemtrailing. What they call geoengineering, a planet that's dead is turned to life, is terraforming, but one that's already has a system, they call it geoengineering. And of course, under our nose for years, scientists were going up, testing, saying jets must have it added to the fuel, aluminum dioxide, barium salts. Now the government admits that is what they're mixing with the fuel and spraying. They have special planes involved in pure cloud seeding, but they won't tell us the details. And then, yes, as scientists know that it's the sun's ions that mainly create nuclei, and so that's why we're seeing giant rainstorms all over the world right now at record levels because of these of this huge solar storm. But it's as if, well, it's not as if it is. The system doesn't want us to know about real science. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Jared?
I'd like to just repeat one quote for you that I think applies very good to you and your radio program.
Okay.
And that is, to destroy is easy, to build is difficult. Likewise, to mock and judge is easy, but to do what is right through the face of adversity is truly the way of a man. And I appreciate you being a man, you standing and saying what needs to be said, throwing it in the establishment's face, and I salute you and everybody else that is standing up by you.
Well, God bless you, my friend. We're all together on this, Jared. Look, it'd be one thing if there was some country that was free that we could run to. I'm going to be quite honest with you. If this was just one evil country and not a global government, I would probably just pull up stakes like our ancestors did and run to the other country. There's nowhere to go. So it's not really courage, folks. There's nowhere to go. They're not going to give us quarter. They're the nastiest, most evil elites we've ever seen. They're sick, horrible, devilish psychopaths, jacking our food, our water, our atmosphere, playing God. And they think they're the anointed gods, the transcendent, they're awakened conscious, we're animals. And then they're dumbing everybody down to create the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're animals that deserve to die. It's totally sick what the globalists have done. And 99% of people that even serve the system are being destroyed by it. And people need to realize that. There's no quarter. There's no game. There's not even a choice here. You've got to fight these people. Yeah, here it is. Delta reroutes planes following massive solar eruption, record northern lights. Solar storms may cause cell phone dropouts. Solar storms effects to lash Earth until Wednesday night. It goes on. And of course, really no articles about why is there record rain in the U.S. and all over the world, in Africa and other areas, even in the dry season in Africa. It's the sun. It's the sun. It's the sun.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More and more I realize that the government is completely illegitimate. I mean, I know that. I preach that. It's been usurped by criminals who are openly arming to the teeth against us and training police that real Americans are terrorists. I mean, it's right out of a movie. It's right out of history. And they think a bunch of drones and high-tech weapons are going to scare us. It's pathetic. And they're stealing everything. Like if we're totally poverty-stricken, they think we won't be able to fight back against them. And then I see the general public who's only half awake. They are in for such a rude awakening. Let's go ahead and go to Howard in California. You're on the air, Howard. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I got to tell you, I'm in Los Angeles. I own a limousine company that has been basically gutted by the government, Bank of America, and the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hanging on by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, you're not a big globalist insider. They're all exempt.
Yeah,
so
right.
You're a little guy trying to actually run, and just like the IRS with any small business, doesn't matter. If you could pay them all the money, they'd come and try to gang rape you.
Exactly. I'm just trying to hang on. I'm actually living out of my RV. That's how bad it's got. My last two landlords have been Israelis, believe it or not, because I'm in Los Angeles. But the worst thing is I finally saw something with my own eyes. It's one thing to talk about it and hear people talk about it on the radio, et cetera. I saw this with my own eyes at LAX, the Los Angeles airport. They've built a giant human holding pen. It's quite obvious what it's for. It's for processing people. This thing, they used to park all of our limousines and cars and buses at the eastern end of the north set of runways. There's two sets of runways at LAX. They used to park all of us at the eastern end of the north runway where the planes would land right over the top of us. They moved us all out of there this past summer, which I thought was strange. And I made the mistake of driving back in there because we had to get a ticket to pick up our clients at the airport. What I saw was when I pulled in there, and I was followed twice by the cops when I pulled in and I took pictures. I sent them to you. I'll send them again. This thing it's a holding pen. It could hold thousands of people. It's right next to the tarmac. There's no buildings, no nothing. It's like a 10 or 12-foot fence with a permanent concrete base around the base of it. And there's two sets of barbed wire on top facing in and out. So, there's fences like that all around the airport area. But this thing has four sets of
human. They actually have one of those at Bergstrom and at the old airport. And I first reported it was a secret holding pen. But the news said I was a conspiracy theorist, but that it was to hold people during civil unrest. So I'm bad for being right and breaking the news. I don't get an award. I'm bad because I'm right, and it's kooky not to like it. So, we get a lot of email. We miss some of it. What email address did you send it to?
I sent it to writers at your InfoWars.
When did you send it?
It's this past month. I can't remember when.
Will you send it again?
Turnstiles. Yeah, I would. I'd love to. These turnstiles. Let me describe them, because you could say, "Well, it's part of an airport." No, these are those big tubular steel turnstiles. They go in. They don't come back out. There's no way to get back out. There's four sets of them, so there's like 16 turnstiles that go into this thing, and it's like the size of 3 football fields. You could get thousands of people. The thing about it that proves what it is. It's because there's on the fence that goes onto the tarmac. It goes straight onto the airport tarmac, where, what kind of security is that? They put a big black gate in that you can pull trucks, buses, whatever, into this holding pen. So it's built to move lots of people quickly into this pen and then move them onto the tarmac. Now, what is that for? Except to move people and put them onto aircraft?
No, that's like the Oklahoma City Federal Processing Center. And this is actually all in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. And it's just these creepy crooks and all the stuff with our money they've built against us because they know they're a bunch of crooks. And I tell you what, when I put you on hold, we go to break here, I'm going to give you one of our super secret email addresses. And will you please send it? How soon till you can send it to us?
As soon as I hang up, because I can do it on my phone.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold and send it to you. But, it's not just my opinion. You can search engine or go to the Google spy system, which they admit they're spying on you now, you can type in IRS cuts investigators for white-collar crime. And when you read, they mean like 100 millionaires, billionaires, the rich. There's like no investigators. They can do whatever they want on record. And then they put the investigators on small and medium and even teeny tiny. So they got whole offices for like a blue collar guy who owes $1,000. but nothing for all the really rich people. So you got a restaurant, a little car dealership, a limo company, you know, five limos, whatever it is. They are on you. We remember in California, the guy owed 14 cents, so the SWAT team came and at the car wash, it turned out he paid it. Again, it's just busy work for the little low-level crooks. Yeah, there it is. White-collar crime. It's admitted right there. All right, we'll be right back.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I don't know what I can do to get new listeners and longtime listeners to realize just how real this is. Again, what is a tyranny? It's when you get a corrupt group of special interest in power who overthrow any type of checks or balances or due process or justice, generally so they can use the country they've dominated as a launch base to invade other countries and set up empires, because that's their nature. And you also have these special interests who are completely ruthless. And so they build police states generally in the name of keeping the public safe, but then it's always really designed for the public. You remember when 9/11 happened, and the audio and video of this is on record. I said, you watch for years, we're going to be told it's for Muslim extremists, and they're going to launch all these wars, and then they're going to flip it. And I even said in 5 to 10 years, I said, we can't be sure on their timetable. They're going to flip it around to domestic groups. And now in the space of 2 years, they've gone from saying none of this is for domestic groups to, oh, it's not even terror related. We're just going to spy on everyone, and the feds are going to fight crime and going to fight extremism and extreme speech. And we're watching you. Well, we're watching you, you narcotics trafficking murderers. You're nothing but criminals with a badge and a gun. You're nothing but criminal lawyers, criminal bag men who work for the big mega banks that have engaged in so many crimes, they're now playing gangster and expanding out into every area. We are run by ruthless, freedom-hating, dangerous scum who are training special units of federalized police in every city to go around killing and arresting and torturing citizens. They are terrorists. They are enemies of the Republic. They are illegitimate. They are frauds. And they have now revealed themselves. Remember, the people running things stage 9/11, they think nothing of 3,000 American citizens. And they would do that to get their power. They enjoyed it. They do it for free. Just for the fireworks. They didn't do it because, oh, it's just a gambit to get power. They did Oklahoma City and picked a federal building with their own little federal minions and picked one with a daycare center for the effect. They're cold-blooded. And they've got a bunch of mindless, sycophantic, sheltered, dumb people who are compartmentalized that work in and around them. And they sit around in all these police departments and all these FBI agencies and ATF laughing at the other half who do handle the bank robberies and the shootings and stuff like that. And they call you idiots. This has come out in court cases over many years. You can look it up. They call you morons. They laugh at you. They laugh at you. And of course, even though you're a minion, a lot of cops now are paid like $100,000 a year as the country goes bankrupt. But the point is, they sit there and they laugh at you. You're a big joke to them. And if you ever wake up to their drug dealing or murder, they'll just kill you like Serpico or try to. But the worst are this the Dudley Do-Right thugs that I hear on talk radio calling in going, America's good, and I don't like that Alex Jones guy running down our military and running down America. America got taken over, you fool. I am for America. I am for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the family, the Declaration of Independence, property rights, all the things that both parties are overthrowing. And now we're coming down to the end game. The globalists executed a takeover through a financial implosion device known as the derivative Ponzi scheme, fractional reserve banking scam that there is no returning from. They said, are you sure? Because we're going to self-destruct things for order out of chaos. And they passed it, and as soon as they passed Glass-Steagall to do this, they began racing to build FEMA camps, racing to federalize cops, racing. Because it's like the self-destruct. You've all seen it in movies or whatever where they, you know, take 1979 Alien, which I just rewatched the other day on the treadmill. And, you know, Sigourney Weaver's trying to get to the shuttle, but the alien's blocking her, so she runs back to the self-destruct, and it's too late to turn it off, and it tells her you cannot reverse self-destruct. The New World Order has flipped the switches, the dials, set the thing up, and, I mean, it's on. It's going over the edge of the cliff. It's on. It's here. It's crazy. Giant wars, police state. They got plagues they can release in their back pocket. I'm going to go to your calls and more news here in a moment, but you remember the Sunday show. You may have heard it, and I kind of had an epiphany there. I mean, I did go on local TV. I did go on talk radio July 25th, 2001. I did it on a bunch of shows before that, but that was when I was 100% sure. And I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And I said, it should happen in the next 2 to 3 months. Now, I've explained I was able to do that by watching the preconditioning on TV that's designed for unconscious people. The prep phase. I mean, I'm on record. I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center. They're going to use Bin Laden. But then on the day of 9/11, I came out and I said they, I'm sure, have released a bioweapon. I don't know how big it's going to be, but to be an overlay. Because I'd seen bioweapon hyping, namely anthrax. It's all scripted before. And some other issues. And then we learned that right after 9/11, anthrax was mailed out, and it was a weaponized U.S. government version and not the Muslims, as they'd first said. That was just to keep the fear going and then distract off of 9/11. And that happened. And I asked the question on the Sunday show, why hadn't the government come and visited me? You know, if they were looking for the terrorists, because you know, if I was an FBI agent, I wouldn't come and wasn't a terrorist and wasn't part of this criminal operation or wasn't dumb. I would hear somebody like Alex Jones and ask, how did you predict that? And how did you say that there'd be a bioweapon release when there was? I mean, I wouldn't come to you know, to say, are you a suspect? Because obviously I'm not. But I would come and say, how did you know that? You know, you'd think people'd want to come to me and find out why I know these things. Well, it's because I'm not a moron. That's why. I mean, I watched Gary Hart and Warren Rudman on Hardball in mid-July, on a treadmill at the time, over in South Austin, in that little house I lived in, I watched them, and they said, when we come back, we got something really special for you. And big White House insider, big globalist, slimeball Chris Matthews, worked for a bunch of Democratic presidents, Jimmy Carter namely. He says, I want to thank you for sharing this with us. And I could tell it was all coded because they like to do these little psycho celebrations publicly. He says, I want to thank both of you because this is the heart-rubbing commission that called for Homeland Security, everything we're now seeing. And he said, what is the big news? And it was like he was being given a birthday present. And they said, life's about to change. You're going to see big buildings, big things happen with them. Somebody ought to go pull this up. And they said, you're going to see big things happen. And you're going to see the army on the streets. And they all had this psycho look. I mean, especially Rudman, man, super creep. I mean, the psycho factor was pegging. And I stopped the treadmill and I was watching this. And I've been seeing all the Bin Laden stuff. He's going to get you. Get ready. What do you do when he attacks? You give your rights up. Say it again. It was like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. What do you do when he hits? We give our rights up. And I'd read the Rand Corporation calling for troops on the streets, federalization of police, all of it. I've been to the urban drills. I knew they were going to use terror as the pretext. But I was watching this little, it's like a psycho calling the cops and going, I'm going to kill one more next Wednesday night, and you'll never stop me, piggy. It was like that. I was watching him do the little call to the police station in front of me, and I was just like, oh. And I think that was like a week before, and I thought about it, went on air and said, call the White House, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center. And again, I was able to triangulate that the psychos had hit that target before, cooking the bomb, training the drivers, and real detonators. I knew that it had some structural problems, it had asbestos, they wanted to get rid of it. I had seen federal training manuals about terror with crosshairs on it. I'd seen a lot of other data points. I knew that there was massing of troops in and around Afghanistan even at the time. And I was able just to triangulate all that and come up with that information. Well, let me tell you what I see now. And the only reason I don't know exactly when they're going to do it is because they're freaked out. Their triangulation is off. So how can I see their triangulation when their triangulation's off because of us? We're adding interference big time. You know, they're trying to catch the pass, and our hands are all in there. And they know they dropped the ball on this. I mean, Fast and Furious has hurt them bad because folks now know that killed thousands at least, including at least three police officers and two Border Patrol. And people now know that was a false flag, and the memos have come out that it was planned to blame the Second Amendment. They got caught, still went ahead with it, with the false flag blaming of the Second Amendment. And a lot of other stuff's come out that really hurts them. And so they're scared right now. They don't know what to do. And that means they may go big, not just with an Oklahoma City or another 9/11, but, I mean, nukes are on the table. They've been adding that to the racial consciousness of humanity, to kind of the background chatter of the subconscious. They got mass death bioweapons. They could just go ahead and release a mass killer. But I don't think but their police state isn't in place enough yet. They want to make sure when they move to kill almost everybody that they've already got a grid in. So that's going to come after a few more big attacks or some smaller bio attacks to create the hysteria and the fear and to see them, the killers, as the saviors. So people will go along with it when the big plague hits. But they got plagues on the table. They've got nukes on the table, big wars, obviously. You see that going to front burner right now. That popcorn starting to pop. Domestic attacks on police stations and schools. And, of course, you'll see all the pre-programming and conditioning. They'll have it all ready within minutes of it happening on the controlled corporate media. And they've got, they could hit us with a nuke and say it's an asteroid, too. It could be a wild card. They could release a bioweapon and say it was natural. The financial collapse is going to be part of the crisis because they did stage that, but now it's been basically put into a motion to where it can't be stopped. And it's just going to be absolutely horrible. Unless we get enough people out there fully awake and aware, they may try to put the brakes on some. It's still going to be terrible. But they're already overextended worldwide and being resisted worldwide by other criminal forces and other independent forces and then just individuals. And there's no honor amongst them. So as their own minions see that the ship is to be sunk, they're all now stealing and kind of working on their own. So their coordination is breaking down. And now they're just a bunch of little chicken neck goblins up there serving the bankers like Napolitano and Chertoff. Who don't feel very confident, and that's good. That's why I've charged in hacking in every direction with an info axe. I've got a lot of you to start hacking at them hard. Ron Paul's been blowing holes in them big time. And all we can do is just start swinging, folks. All we can do is just go, you know what? You do whatever you got to do, globalists. We're hitting you hard. We're not going to mince words. We're not going to back off. We're going to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, screaming that you're terrorists and that you're the bad man. And, that way, when you pull your next stop, we're going to obviously have eyes on the ground watching. And I know that freaks you out, and that's one of my main enjoyments in life. I'm not into possessions. You know, my car can be backed into in a grocery store, and people are like, you're not mad? One time I walked out with a national media person I went and had dinner with, and my car had been driven into on the side. I'd be like, I'll see you later. Like, you're not upset. I'm like, oh, I don't care less. You know, because I'm not into possessions. But if I did have possessions, it's the pride of waking up tens of millions of people. Just the satisfaction. Like a garden you plant and weeds you pull. And you're sitting there chopping up the carrots and the lettuce and everything you grew. And it's delicious and it's satisfying. Or I guess the satisfaction of, I haven't had this satisfaction yet, but I've heard about it, of watching your children grow up and be successful and good people. I mean, that's what I'm ready to die for. I don't want to die, but the point is I'm committed and fearless because I know how valuable a life well-led that's honorable is. And that's why the system always tries to say I'm dishonorable or Ron Paul is dishonorable, because they have to pull down the idea of real people. They have to, they can't have examples to others or idols to others that you can model yourself after and become even greater. They have to make you think there isn't good in the world. There is so much good in the world. It outnumbers evil 100 to 1, but good never seems to want to stand up. Good never seems to see itself as the leader it is. So your prime directive, if you've got a soul left in you, priority numero uno, is to engage the New World Order, engage the scientific dictatorship, break people out of their trance, expose false flag terror, one of the key weapons of the New World Order. It's never been easier. Bilderberg, reportedly from multiple sources, was flipping out that they lost media control on Washington Post, LA Times, and others after we forced it, when it was reported that Al-Qaeda was working for NATO. I mean, there were red alerts going on, and they did shut that down after that. There were red alerts when it came out that the number three in Al-Qaeda was working for the Pentagon, Anwar al-Awlaki, and I predicted they'd stage his death, and they did, of course, and then recycled it as, oh, look, we'll kill U.S. citizens whenever we want to set that precedent. The system, we have the tools, Al-Qaeda working for the West, fast and furious, banker bailouts, all the corruption, the insider, notice insider trading in Congress started coming out. So they just came out and announced in full view, like demonic peacocks, that, oh, we're allowed to insider trade and give money to companies that we're invested in and give money to companies our wives and husbands or sons own. And then the corporate whore media went along with the hoax and said, they're allowed to. You see how they work? I mean, they've shifted desperately with their psych warfare chiefs advising them to, and it is a good move, but it will fail. Into just publicly squatting there in front of us. I mean, they're hidden in plain view. They are hidden in plain view right there. Scum, filthy, larcenous, dangerous terrorist. Murderers, narcotics traffickers, child kidnappers, every crime, every racket run. The mafia, the global mafia is the New World Order. The Fortune 100 is the global mafia, anti-free market, and they're staging terror attacks so they can take over. All right, I'm going to jam in some calls from Mike Johnny, and I'm going to do a little bit of internet overdrive here in a minute. I'll be on the nightly news this evening. We got a 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv, and your membership does support us here. I meant to get to this article today. Raw milk, good enough for Queen Elizabeth, but prohibited for ordinary Canadians. It's from Natural News up at Infowars.com. And yeah, I've seen this actually on PBS thing. She's obsessed with organic and raw milk and drinks raw milk. She can get it, but people in England, and then they mentioned New Hampshire and other states, are moving to not let the public have it. Of course, I did have some raw milk this morning, and all you control freak globalist crime syndicate operators can, you know where you can go, you scum, you can't stop us, we know who you are, maggots, you maggot filth. What's so good about it, though, is you're so evil, you buy into the whole system yourself, so just give yourself extra vaccines. I'm not evil enough to tell you to give your kids the shots, but you will anyways because you serve it. You love it. I got a bunch of other key news we'll be covering tonight, but let's go back to your calls here as promised. Mike in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for speaking the real truth.
I believe you. I've been listening for a year now. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Loud and clear. Please say some more about the fluoride water, GMOs, BPA, the chemtrails. They're spraying us like crazy. Never knew nothing about it till I heard your show. And I've lost my vision due to vaccinations as a child.
Oh, man.
I just recently learned this. I can't use a computer. How can I get to reach you to get your tapes?
Well, sir, there's a lot of people in every community that make copies of my films, authorize folks to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. But if you, we'll put you on hold. If you give us your address, I'll mail you some of my DVDs free. And then hopefully you can get with some friends and make copies and pay it forward and give it to others. But anything else you'd like to add?
I tell everybody I know about your show. They think I'm nuts at first, but they actually, when they hear the real truth, they just stare at you.
Well, you're in Oklahoma. I've had the people from the Oklahoma building, the head of the HUD department. I've had the police officers on who the feds told will kill you if you talk about the bombs we planted. I mean, we have witnesses who saw the feds with the bombs. I mean, it's right there, and they couldn't kill all the cops. I mean, it's a fact. The federal government's murdering terrorists. I mean, of course they are. They don't care about a million Iraqis they've killed. They don't care about us either. And these idiots that say America's the home of goodness. Oh, of abortion and all, and of Hollywood. America has been taken over, and we need to be honest about that. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Johnny in Kansas. Johnny, you're on the air.
Hey, am I there, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Worldwide transmission. We got about a minute and a half.
All right, I'm going to change gears on you. There's a gentleman trying to get a hold of Ron Paul to speak with him about election.
Right. That'd probably be pretty hard. He's working about 18 hours a day.
Well, we really need to get these two guys together because he's going to set up a writing campaign. Okay? His name's Rod Klass, C-L-A-S-S, and he's on a .com site. All right?
Well, here's the deal. If Ron Paul likes something and thinks it's a good idea, he'll get behind it. But if people think that's interesting, they should get it on over to Ron Paul.
I want to check that out. I've stumbled into something else, Alex, real quick. It seems that our governors are starting to execute executive orders. And what I've been looking at over here in Kansas, it's reminded me an awful lot of Lincoln Ford. I mean, they've just blown this executive order issue plumb out of the water. And they're bringing in the Agenda 21 issues under executive orders now.
Oh, yeah. America's going under UN regulations to fully suck the country dry and pay everything to the greedy, devilish bankers that are a bunch of murdering eugenicists. And it is unbelievable. And the Davos criminal scum is all meeting right now, deciding how to rape us further. It's unbelievably disgusting.
Baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so moving on over, moving on over.
All right, coming up, we've got Ben Fuchs. We've got all this incredible news. I got to cover this more, too, later and on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Shock docs, total federalization of police under new Homeland Security mission. Mission creep, DHS agency abandons fighting terrorism, shifts to hiring police, taking over America. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up at Midas Resources because gold's running back up again, as we surmised it would, because of global currency devaluation. They can drive it down for a while, but not long. You look at the last 12-year graph, it's going straight up with just a few manipulations downward. Ted, you read Davos. They're scared of the public, they say, and they want to rob the middle class and transfer what's left to the bankers, and I guess a little chicken feed to the welfare class, but the globalists are not as arrogant as they used to be. Watching Davos, watching Homeland Security meetings, they look scared to death because they know how many crimes they've really committed.
Yeah, they sure do, and obviously the problems are compounding. I mean, now the Fed is extending the low interest rates, which basically means QE3. I don't think they have the guts to call it that anymore. But till the year 2014, they're going to try to hold down interest rates.
I forgot. They promised they'd never do QE3, but they did announce a week ago that they are doing it.
Yeah, they're doing it right now as we speak, and gold is reflecting that right now. We have 1708.10 gold. It's ran up over $40.70 today alone. Silver's at $33.36 an ounce. That's up $1.21. The precious metals markets are going up. The dollar's coming down. The funny thing is the Russell and the dollar and all that stuff is coming up too, but it's reflecting inflation, and they're back up to their old tricks, just like they have been, and all they're trying to do is keep this thing glued together with paste and scotch tape, basically. You know, it's really crazy.
And that's just while they dig in and train the police to assault us and get their whole martial law grid set up. But I don't think it's going to work for them. They're so discredited. Ted, I know that while gold's been down and silver's been down, you've bought a bunch of it. You're able to sell it to folks at the old lower price, even though it's gone up substantively. What are some of the specials you've got today?
Well, right now, the things that I've got going on, I mean, obviously, we're still doing the franc. It's at 371. We buy a full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster. But then we have $20 Liberties at 2077. We have the Canadian Maple Leaf right now. Put up a whole bunch of new coins on the website, 1855.61 currently. I have a few more of those Campaign for Liberty proofs. I know that there's a lot of people that are behind Ron Paul. This is the coin that he asked me to make for him, and that's why I did it. It's there at 509.27. There's a lot of things that we have going on. The dimes right now, a survival bag of dimes. I just, you know, with the way that the economy is going, you need to have small, proportionate forms of wealth that you can rely on that's not tied to this paper currency that we have right now. So that's important. Walking Liberty halves, I have a special going at 1610, which is $2 and some less than I have on the internet. There's a few things that I have going on. Clean silver rounds are good at 3660. You know, Alex, the market's running right now, and it's reflecting what's going on. They've been able to hold it down fourth quarter of this last year, which is amazing. But right now, obviously, that's not, you know, it's changing real fast. And with Ben Bernanke saying that we're going to have low interest rates all the way through the year 2014, when most economists were expecting interest rates to rise this year, means that there's going to be a lot of money printed, and they're trying to stimulate the economy again.
That's right. They've announced, and I barely even talked about that. I mean, stuff's happening so fast, I hardly even talked about Google announcing they're going to spy on everything you do and sell it to whoever they want. I mean, it's just, here's Washington Post. Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. Google will soon know far more about who you are and what you do on the web. And then they just go on to admit it all, that they're just going to do whatever they want with it. Folks, I hope you give Midas Resources a call and tell them you want to hear a list of the Alex Jones radio specials. Their regular stuff's already a great price. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And the rest of the transmission is coming up and then rebroadcast in the audio streams and podcast at Infowars.com, video podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.